We welcome back to the morning show. Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. Susan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning.
So great to have you here. I'd want to talk about the budget, likely a vote coming up. And President Trump yesterday asked if he has the votes. He said, I think we have the votes. He thinks, well, what about you? Do you know better than the president? Do they have the votes? Or
tell us, Susan.
Do
tell
you
us.
Think they have the votes?
Yes. I don't think this is, remember, if you think last time they tried to pass the budget tool with health care reform in it in the Senate, there was the dramatic late night vote where John McCain walked on the floor with a thumbs down, everybody gasped, and the whole thing fell apart. That's not going to happen today. I think what you'll see is this is just the budget outline that's going to be used to help them pass tax reform without the Democrats blocking it. It's very much in, but it's...
That feels like you quit on us just now, Susan Ferriccio. I heard that phone call drop. So we're going to work on trying to get her back. This is important here. John McCain endorsed the budget bill yesterday. So that was a clear sign that this is probably going to work. That question mark has been removed. And the hope here was that they would get these 50 votes to get this budget vehicle passed because it's critical in order to get tax reform pushed through. So the president appears hopeful, as you noted, Mary. This tweet suggesting this morning, who knows, he says, if we've got the votes, who knows? But very hopeful that this thing is actually going to cross the finish line today.
Well, you also have Rand Paul, who has spoken out and said, you know what? No, we're $43 billion over the cap. We're $43 billion over. We need to cut in order for me to get behind this. And so it's going to be interesting about Rand Paul. I believe Susan is back with us. Susan?
Okay. Sorry, where did we leave off? Okay, so I was telling you McCain's going to vote for it. It has defense spending in it. You know, they don't really need Rand Paul to vote for this. He does not like this overseas defense spending. He's long been opposed to our war funding for a variety of reasons, but they can get everybody else on board. I talked to Susan Collins. She likes it. She's a moderate, and she's going to vote to advance the budget. And Bob Corker, someone else who people questioned whether that he would support it. Bob Corker is part of the, he's among those who helped construct the deal for the budget. So he's supporting it too. It's going to pass. It advanced a couple days ago to the floor, and it's going to pass without any problem. Their larger problem, you guys, is the actual tax bill. That when they write the bill and put that in.
Susan's doing it again. Look at this.
Say we need a good landline.
She always leaves us with a cliffhanger, too. She's like, go on. Yes. Yeah, so let's go back. So while we're waiting for reconnecting with Susan yet again, she mentioned Susan Collins. We did see Susan Collins come out in support of this thing over the weekend. And Bob Corker, she mentions. John McCain, she mentions. And Bob Corker is important here, and McCain for that matter, because these are the guys who keep on accusing the president of acting like a child, who are like, oh, he's erratic. He needs to be taken care of in a daycare center. And if that's the position you're going to take, in reverse, you need to be an adult. When legislation is in front of you, even if you disagree with the president of the United States behaviorally, so long as you agree with him legislatively, do the adult thing and support it. And the evidence right now suggests that Corker and McCain are for this budget resolution, and they're coming to the table here, which is very important for the president to get this passed.
Well, I think it's going to be close because, and this may be why the president said, you know, I don't know, because you've got Tad Cochran who's out because he's sick, so he's not going to be back. So Thad is out, and we don't have a vote there. That's one vote down on the Republicans. So
I want to mention Thad Cochran here.
He has returned to Washington.
This is a report from earlier this week saying Politico said that he announced Tuesday that he has returned to Washington for votes.
All right. See, I thought he was going to be out all week with his illness.
Well, let's check back in with Susan Collins. Susan, a reliable connection this morning.
I don't know what's going on today. We just thought we're, yeah. Okay, yes, Cochran is back.
He is back. Okay, great.
He was there yesterday voting. You know, he's there's some question about how long he'll remain on the job there, but he's there now. He's there this week, and he'll vote.
Good.
So they have his vote as well. They don't even need his vote. They could pass it 48-47, I believe. Bob Menendez is missing, a Democrat. They'll advance it. Their bigger problem is how to get tax reform later on. They're not there yet. They haven't written the tax bill, but they'll advance this vehicle to help facilitate the passage of tax reform. And that'll go through this week. And then the hard work begins on how they write this tax bill. And there, I don't think they have agreement on that yet. They had a big White House meeting yesterday. Democrats and Republicans met with the president, talked to Democrats after about whether there's any area for compromise where they might join in. And I don't see anything yet. I have a feeling this is going to be an all-Republican tax bill, which means that's tough. They need to find complete agreement, pretty much with the exception of one or two votes within their own party conference. And so, that's going to be the big challenge.
So we interviewed the Vice President of the United States earlier this week, and he suggested that there are Democrats. He said he kind of gave us the wait and see at the end of the interview. Basically, trust me. And among those are people like Joe Manchin. You have Claire McCaskill. You have Heidi Heitkamp. All had dinner, by the way, with this week with Ivanka and Jared. Do you expect those three or others to join this push?
Yeah. That was a good interview, you guys. I heard that interview. It was a great interview. And, I've talked to these individual members he mentioned. For example, Claire McCaskill. You know, she doesn't like the plans, a removal of the state and local tax deduction. She thinks that's going to hurt families who, even though they get to double the individual tax break and the expanded child tax credit, she thinks that they are going to be hurt by this. So no, they're not on board yet. And yesterday they had this discussion with the president saying, we think that these deductions are going to hurt the middle class. And the president told them, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of that. It sounded to me the president was suggesting that there may be more wiggle room on these individuals.
This is the question. This is the question I want to hear in today's briefing, if they have one. I don't think anyone's asked it yet. Does the president still want to remove the state and local tax deduction? Because
we don't know the answer. What Democrats were telling me yesterday, it sounds like he wants to somehow make that work. Look, I know they may have to, you guys. I know from talking to Republicans that there is enough angst over it, that they're trying to work out some deal where you have the either-or option of your mortgage versus the state and local taxes or some kind of cap on income range on who can deduct it. They are working hard to try to fix this. I'll tell you this. I do not believe it will remain as written right now. I think there are going to be changes to it. The question is how. And it's going to be just enough to make the math work. That's how it works there. There's just enough to get the votes they need to pass it. And they're working on that right now. And as of this moment, they don't have a solution.
Yeah, the people we spoke with on Tuesday, we asked that question to pretty much everyone with whom we spoke. And from every single person, they know that this is a problem. I got that impression from all of them that they know that this is a problem. And we were reassured, I want to say, by every single person to whom we asked that question that said, yeah, we're going to be looking at that.
I also think generally, Susan, my sense here is that they're holding off on giving too many details until the budget resolution's passed.
Well, that's true. They need to get that. They don't want to blow up, step one. Right.
Right.
They can't go anywhere if they're getting step one. But you're right that everyone tells me the problem with tax reform is going to be these loopholes. Everyone agrees, hey, let's lower rates. The problem is that was supposed to be accompanied by closing loopholes. So we have the revenue that we don't completely blow up the deficit. You know, you have to have some kind of balance here.
Yes.
But just how do you strike that balance and still, lower corporate rates? It's a real tough balancing act, and that is exactly what is on the table right now.
Well, thank you for walking us through it, and good luck with all of your other phone calls today. I hope they go really well. Susan Ferriccio.
I'm going to need it. Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, it is